suppose you had something that you had a post in the ground and you put a plank on it and you drove something in and round and round and round.
Yeah, you would go that way. Look at the man. You know, yes, you do. Well, merry-go-round. Merry-go-round. That would have been.
Did you ever hear it
called
a flying Jenny?
Yeah, called a flying Jenny, too.
Same thing.
Yeah.
See? If you are burning coal in a stove, there's a little container that you might keep in next to the stove to pour the coal in. Not a whole lot, but, you know, just keep enough to feed the fire. You're working in the yard, you're carrying things. You might have something that has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbar.
And if you want to sharpen a knife, you might pull something out of your pocket.
Some of them now I call them steel. You got to know. We used to have them steel. We have a rock, wet rock. Put it on a wet rock or something like that.
Now, wet rock is the one you carry. Could carry
in your pocket, you know.
What about the big one outside?
Long steel, you had to lay that up from a fire or something like that. How do you lay that out from a...
What about the big thing?
Rock, you know, you put a knife on that.
That's the big one.
Well, you had a ton. That's the big one, your ton, to get around that one.
I see. It's necessary to take care of a car, unfortunately. So you take it in, and if you want the mechanic to put some of that black gooey stuff on it, you'd say, would you do something to my car? Would you?
Can't oil in it, put some antifreeze or oil in it.
Yeah, but if they're talking about, you know, squirting, putting that gooey stuff, you'd say, would you grip my car? Would you?
My car?
Yeah.
Put a car using it?
It's lubrication is what you want them to do. But there's a way of saying it. Would you?
Grease my car.
That's what I was.
I want you to grease my car. Mm-hmm. Check my car and grease.
Yesterday I took it and he, my car.
Yeah, he checked my car and greased my car.
Right. When he was all through, his hands were really
greasy and messy.
Okay. The kind of oil that's burned in a lamp is, I think you said.
People call it kerosene, but my dad called it cool oil.
The rubber thing inside a car tire, now they don't have them very much, but there's a rubber inner...
For an inner tube.
Right. When I say rowboat to you, do you think of it having a round bottom or a flat bottom?
Rubber.
A rowboat.
Rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a flat bottom in them. One out, maybe with. They got a flat bottom.
Okay, and is the front end of it pointed?
Pointed out sharp, front end, wide at the back.
Okay, if you're going to put a boat in the water for the first time, you'd say, I'm going to lock
the rubber. I'm going to put my boat in there and call it a, what did you call it? Gavilan?
I was thinking of I'm going to launch my boat. Does that mean anything?
Launch a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You mean hold it to go?
Does that mean anything to the launch a boat?
I don't understand that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. If you're handing a child's clothes to him, telling him to get ready, you'd say, all right, now, here,
hold the clothes. Hurry up and get ready.
I didn't hear.
I hear you now. I said, come on, hurry up and get ready.
But in handing them your clothes, you'd say, here.
Here, your clothes. Get ready.